Well, one of the greatest lies in American history is this idea that we need to pay income taxes to the federal government. In fact, there's nothing in the Constitution at all that says we have to pay federal income taxes to the United States government. In fact, 97% of Americans are not required to pay federal income taxes, but Americans just go along with it like sheep, like COVID lockdowns and people putting on masks. Sure, we need to send our money into the federal government every year, but where is this law? We have members of Congress who have been brave to speak out about this. Our next guest has been incredibly brave. He hasn't paid taxes in 30 years, and he teaches other people how to do the very same thing. And he's been a guest on our show a couple of years ago. It's, by the way, one of our most popular interviews we've ever done. And so as we now spiral out of control with this war, Israel's war against Iran, and American soldiers are heading to the region, the Pentagon is now asking for $200 billion of your taxpayer dollars in order to fund this boondoggle in the Middle East. Why are we paying for this? Why are Americans actually, as we approach tax time, footing the bill for this boondoggle? So we thought it would be worthwhile to have another conversation with Payman Montehede, who is the founder of the president and founder of Freedom Law School. And you can read more about his website if you go to stopthefed.com, which I can get behind. We have a T-shirt on our website, which is called End the Fed, one of the greatest criminal organizations in the history of the United States. Payman is back on our show. Great to have you back here. Welcome back to Redacted.
Thank you for having me, Clayton. My pleasure.
We have a few more grays in our hair in the few years since we've had a chance to see each other. So I guess, you know, I want to kind of get into your story and how, you know, you've spent 30 years not paying taxes and uncovered that this was a massive boondoggle. But just where we sit right now, just in 2026, when you look at maybe how things have changed since our last interview and the government now $39 trillion in debt, the Fed, of course, not doing anything to help the American people. The cost of everything has really gone up. And Americans are maybe no different than they were a few years ago, still just blindly sending in their tax checks come tax time. What do you think has changed since we last spoke?
Well, I can tell you what has changed even more when I started back in 1992, Clayton, when I discovered the income tax is not required to be paid by law by the people of the 50 United States. As an immigrant from Iran who came here in 77 at age 14, I realized in my college years that America is no longer the land of the free and home of the brave that was advertised on television series I saw in Iran as a child about America and Westerns. So I got involved in the Libertarian Party in 89 as soon as I became a U.S. citizen and to restore freedom in America. So back then, the corruption of the federal government was clearly there, but it was not so much in your face. I think what happened with the Biden administration when he had the corona lockdowns and vaccine mandates, all the crazy LGBTQ stuff and mutilation of children, you know, because of that, and the censorship, all that stuff, and open borders, of course, got people waking up that, wait a minute, this government doesn't really work for us. And then Trump promised to make America great by having no more of these regime change wars, make America first, and he sold out to Israel. Okay, I myself, I'm Jewish born in Iran, and I'm against these wars 100%. So I think what's going on are people realizing that no matter which party they vote for, Democrat or Republican, they vote for, you know, Trump pretended to be an outsider, but no, he was an insider himself in a different way, that this government no longer represents the interest of the American people. And this government is using our money against us. I forgot to mention January 6th when the FBI and the DOJ deliberately set up January 6th to put patriots in prison to say, you are a slave, you better not speak up. Shut up and go along with whatever we tell you to do. So all this, I think, is waking up the American people realizing we got to do something different, because voting is clearly not working. And that's why Congressman, former Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, in December 30th, said the same thing. Voting is not working. We need a tax strike. Stop paying our hard-earned money to the IRS. They can't get all of us. There's too many of us out there. If you follow what the founding fathers did, they stopped paying taxes to King of England. Instead, they used that money for their own families and funded George Washington and company. So I think that realization is there now amongst more people. But 30 years ago, people trusted the government still too much. Oh, I forgot Epstein files. What can I? Yeah, Epstein file, blackmail, billionaire, and Mossad operation. So that's all these things have added up to people realize, no. I'm not going to vote. Who am I going to vote next time? Democrats who want to censor me? Open borders? Or I want to go, you know, to the Trump protected the Mossad Epstein blackmail operation and these wars that could become potentially a third world war.
And that's where we are. I mean, maybe not even potentially. I mean, when you have Israel in many ways targeting Russian ships now in the Strait of Hormuz, I mean, it's a massive, by all accounts, this is a world war. I mean, you know, I hesitate to say it, but it seems like it is. And now we've got to look out for ourselves. I think you're right about that. I think it's down to individual freedom. Because we have such a corrupt government, and we are sending them tax dollars in order to fund these wars. And if voting doesn't work, it doesn't seem like it's working at all, then we have to say enough is enough with our own U.S. tax dollars. I'm not going to send you money anymore. Why would you support? It's like, I don't know, if you just thought about it in a personal relationship, right? Why would you keep sending money to a drug offender that you know they're just going to use it for drugs, right? You're just going to keep sending the money, hoping for a different result. And that's what the American people have done for decades. We just keep sending them money, hoping for a different result, and it's the same thing. Hoping for a different result, so we need this tax strike. And I know there's members of Congress. I know Congressman Thomas Massey on the Libertarian side, I mean, has been kind of open about this idea that this is illegal. But there's also been discussion within the Trump administration about getting rid of the income tax. I'm sure you're aware of those rumblings over the past year. If Trump really wanted to maybe win the midterm elections and have people maybe forget about a Middle East war, if he were to eliminate the income tax, which he has said is basically a theft, he's openly admitted this. He's actually kind of put the call out to the American people that this is a theft. It would be an amazing reversal. We would see a boom in this country like the likes of which we've never seen before. I think he could, you know, that would be a huge win for him. But anyway, I'm feeling emotional about this because it drives me nuts every time, you know, we have to write a check to the government and we send off our tax dollars. So maybe you can wind the clock back before I get too emotional about this. 30 years ago, you haven't paid taxes in 30 years. When did you discover that this thing was illegal and that this was a theft, and that we didn't have to actually pay taxes?
In 1992, in Los Angeles, I heard on a program, Bill Handel on the Law, on KFI, this guest said income tax is voluntary, took down the guest phone number that was announced, went to a meeting, said, wow, it's clearly violating our rights. But I did not know back then as clearly as now what they had done in this case is use deception. This is the Bible of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Code in paper, which they no longer publish. Over 10,000 pages of gobbledygook, small print, tissue thing, confusion, deliberately done this way. So you give up and go to your CPA accountant and tax attorney, save me from this. But if you look at this thing, definitions are in the back. What they did, they deceived us since 1913 to be slaves. Because the Constitution, Clayton, does not allow the federal government to just directly tax you, it has to be divided up amongst the states if they want to directly tax the American people. Because the founding fathers were freedom lovers. They deliberately did it that way. And because the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution according to the U.S. Supreme Court, did not give Congress any new taxing powers. What they had done, at the same time did the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, Sixth Amendment was done, and they used deception. They defined the term United States and U.S. and U.S. citizens that might pay income, that must pay income tax. U.S. citizen means citizen of the District of Columbia.
That's where, when I said off the top, 97% of Americans don't have to pay, who's that 3%? You discovered that the 3% are people who live in the District of Columbia, which is not technically, I guess, what would you say, not technically part of the
state.
Not part of the United, it's not a state, right?
That's right. It's a territory. The 1% is a citizen and residents of Washington, D.C. They have to pay income tax. This book is primarily written for them. Oil taxes apply to all the 50 states, but not income taxes. And all of this is backed up by U.S. Supreme Court decisions, laws as published by the government, treasury regulations. So people do not know about that. We've been deceived to become slaves. But what stops most people from taking the yoke off and not stop being a slave is two things. Number one is that most Americans, Clayton, are wage earners, and their employer forces them as a condition of employment to sign a W-4 form to allow the employer to steal a portion of their paycheck and send it to the IRS. Now, the employee is forced to file a 1040 income tax confession form and say that all this money out of my paycheck, let me get that much of it back. So that's why most people file, is because of that. Number two, the rest of us, independent business owners like you, the reason you file tax returns is because you rely on professionals called accountants, CPAs, tax attorneys. Attorneys are not taught about tax law in university at all, in law school at all. So these guys pretend to know the law, but they're not taught the law, the Internal Revenue Code. All they know is too complex, is how to fill out IRS tax forms and follow whatever directive IRS puts out for people who are required to file income tax. The people of Washington, D.C., not the 50 states. So you rely upon them because they don't know better. They're just like the medical doctors who are told by the higher-ups, everybody should get the COVID jab to be safe. And that's what they tell their patients. And that's what happens when the accountants and CPAs tell their clients, they are independent business owners, contractors, to have send the IRS on your own quarterly estimated payments, and then by next April 15th, fill out a 1040 form and get some of that money that you send them back, hopefully. And number three is the media. The same corrupt major media that told us Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, that told us that we have to lock down, mask up, don't go to work, otherwise we'll die of corona, all of us. Same media has scared the American people of the IRS, which is the true wizard of Oz. And the American people are the Dorothy and her friends who are afraid of the IRS. They think, oh, if I don't file, I'll go to prison. IRS will take my bank account, paycheck, everything I have. So with that fear that the major media has instilled in our heads, you know, we say, well, I'll do the safe thing. I will file and pay my taxes just to make sure I don't get in trouble with the IRS. Whereas the truth is the opposite. It's a COVID jab that's dangerous, not the so-called corona. It is signing that 1040 income tax confession form under oath that you declare you owe the IRS money. You do not automatically owe the IRS nothing at all until you sign under oath, on the 1040 form under penalties of perjury that you owe the IRS money. Get your tax return from last year, Clayton, and read it. And ask your accountant, hey, why did you not tell me it's signed under penalty of perjury? What does that mean? Paymon just told me that I can go to prison for 3 separate tax crimes, which add up to 9 years in prison potentially for one 1040 form signature I filed. But I don't have that if I don't file. Why did you not tell me about that? Because they don't know themselves either. So those are reasons. And people don't know there's 80 million non-filers on top of that. 80 million. Think about it, Clayton. How can 80 million Americans not file and not be in prison? Because you can't put 80 million people in prison or take their bank account and the paycheck.
So the really the key is the 1040 form. By signing that, you're basically, it's a contract. It's a contract law then under. So if you don't sign a 1040 every year, what if you signed one 5 years ago?
Doesn't matter. Every year is a separate confession. You say you give to your neighbor every year or give to the IRS. Hey, I owe you $10,000. I owe you $10 million for this year. You can stop now. No more jabs and no more 1040 forms and be free and healthy.
That's unbelievable. So it really is the 1040 form, which is what people sign for when they start a new job, or it's really when you're filing your taxes every year, right? So the W-4 that people sign when they're through their employer, is there also a perjury line on there?
There is. And so for most people, it's a combination of the withholding from the employer and signing a 1040 form. But for self-employed, there's no withholding. So for you, for example, Clayton, you work for yourself.
Right.
It's you signing out the 1040 form. Because if you don't, Clayton, the IRS by law must issue you a tax proposal formally called the Notice of Deficiency. They have to mail it to you by certified mail, and that gives you the opportunity, Clayton, to challenge the IRS's tax proposal in the U.S. tax court. And while you're in tax court, IRS cannot come after you at all. You owe them nothing at all whatsoever. And because there's about 80 million Americans who don't file every year, and IRS doesn't have enough agents, there's only under 30 U.S. tax court judges. They cannot come after non-filers. Okay? It's just not enough humanly possible. So they leave you alone. They do not come after non-filers. The people that they can and do come after the most are filers, because you put the burden of proof on yourself when under oath you claim you have all these expenses, deductions, and credits your accountant talked you into. If they come after you, you have to prove your expenses, deductions, and credits. And if you cannot do it right, now you can owe the IRS more money. But they can also put you in prison. That's the problem.
So just help me understand the legal side of this. Once again, so if I sign the 1040 form, or I don't. So let's say I don't sign the 1040 form. I don't admit to this illegal agreement with the IRS. They send this tax proposal to me. What does a tax proposal look like, and does it have any legal teeth?
It is a notice of deficiency. And it by itself has no teeth. But if you don't challenge it within 90 days, it becomes final that you owe them that money. So you need to challenge that in the U.S. tax court. The problem is accountants and CPAs are not allowed to represent you in U.S. tax court. They know nothing about it. So because they don't challenge this, you automatically lose to the IRS. That's why this image is in there in the public's mind that the IRS can just take your stuff right away. But no, IRS cannot just take your stuff right away. They can do it only if you've signed a confession, 1040 form under oath, or you challenge them in the IRS and tax court, when you lose, then they can start the proceedings to take your money. And even then, you could have other challenges, like at the collection stage, with the collection due process hearing. But again, accountants, CPAs, do not know these things at all. Some tax attorney may know some of this, but there's so few tax attorneys and so expensive, the average American is completely helpless. The best solution is to stop those 1040 income tax confession forms and go to Freedom Law School's website, and we show people how to stop income tax withholding from your paycheck for free. The form and instructions are there. So no more withholding from your paycheck. So now you no longer need to even file a 1040 confession form to get a little bit of that withheld money back from the IRS.
So in your experience, so let's say you're going through this tax court, you're hiring an attorney, I guess an attorney that understands the tax court process to defend you. So that's...
No. We don't do that. No, we don't. At Freedom Law School, Clayton, we do all the work for our students ourselves without attorneys, okay? We can prepare the paperwork. The person can themselves sign and mail it out, you know, and we save a lot of money that way because tax attorneys are very expensive and a lot of them are not good at all.
So when you have, just to be clear, when you get this like notice of or this deficiency, that's gonna, you have to challenge it within 90 days. You can just challenge it from the comfort of your own home, just typing out a response letter. What does a typical response look like? Like, hey, what you guys are doing is illegal. Like, that would be my response. But what do you guys, like, what's it like a typical response look like? Here's their proposal of deficiency or whatever. What is, like, the normal response?
Well, first of all, I got cases right now. The IRS is so overburdened. They're not getting back with us. And we challenge them that we don't owe income tax. The IRS appeals officers don't get with us. They throw it forward to the IRS lawyer who says, no, you got to meet with the IRS appeals officer. They're so overburdened. But what you got to recognize is this also, Clayton. IRS in 2016 made a decision at the top level to completely leave non-filers alone. Completely. And that report is available at Freedom Law School's website. Okay? So because I've been harping about this for several years that the IRS is leaving non-filers alone, IRS finally last year is starting to come after maybe a tiny amount of non-filers. So I got a very few of these. The reality is a myth that the IRS will come after you if you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form. Just like it was a myth that if you don't take the corona jab, you will likely die. That was proven to be a lie. And I'm a proof right here, Clayton. I have not filed and paid federal income tax for over 30 years. Been under criminal investigation and other investigations by the IRS. Been in court with the IRS many times. I have beaten them in court. They're available on our website, Freedom Law School's website. All the documented victories. The IRS has never even indicted me to put me in prison for not paying or filing income tax because they know I will win. So rather than give me publicity of a jury trial win, they'd rather ignore Paymon. Hopefully he'll go away. Let's keep looking at something we can get him at to stop Paymon from speaking out and waking up Gulliver, the American people who allowed the government to enslave them. That's what's going on.
So I think when people hear this, they'll probably be just fearful that, you know, they don't want to go to court. They don't want to have to deal with criminal proceedings from the IRS, that this is a scary proposition for a lot of people, that they're not going to sign this 1040. They're just going to say, sorry, we're not doing this anymore. And then they're just sort of sitting there and waiting. And then one day they get a knock at the door and it's some sort of IRS criminal agent with guns that are now showing up. Or, you know, I guess maybe you can talk about some of those fears about the idea of being arrested, about being criminally charged. How would that unfold for somebody? How did it unfold for you?
That's all in their head. That's what the corrupt major media and accountants, CPAs, have painted that picture for the American people for decades. Again, I'm example number one. They never indicted me. Okay? So the reality is, again, the IRS does not come after non-filers because there's 80 million of us. The people the IRS does put in jail are way over 90% of them are people that file 10 for income tax confession form under oath. I've been in court. I've seen the IRS put that 10 for income form up in front of the jury and said, look here, he signed this piece of paper under penalties of perjury. And they use it against them. But if you don't file that, you are free. So the problem is they tell us the opposite. Look at the war with Iran. They said, oh, Iran sends death to America for 47 years. Okay, so they do. Who cares? I'm not a fan of the government there. But the fact is, they did not attack Israel or America. Israel and America twice in the middle of negotiation, sucker punch, and attacked Iran. They started a war. It's that simple. You don't have to start a war because someone doesn't like you, someone insults you, you know. So they just deceive us about all this. Look at the Epstein files. Cash Patel told right to the Congress, if there was anybody else besides Epstein that had committed crimes, I would have come after them. You know, I see no evidence of anybody else with Epstein doing all these terrible things to young women. They lie straight in your face. And people believe these lies, just like the lie that the IRS is this powerful monster that will eat you alive, that come with guns drawn to your home, and, you know, take your bank account, everything you got. You'll be homeless in prison. Don't do this. People have done that in the past. Urban Schiff and Wesley Snipes, they go to jail. Urban Schiff didn't listen to me. He was a friend of mine. Wesley Snipes did some stupid, idiotic stuff that IRS came after him. Again, the proof is right in front of the audience. I am the leader exposing the IRS for over 30 years. Right now, I am under criminal investigation today, and I'm willingly, publicly, happily educating you about all this because I'm not afraid because the law is on the side of me and you, the American people. You just got to go to our website, stopthefed.com, and educate yourself, and people can call us. We answer questions for free. Help them understand all this so we can have America back as a free nation, a proud people like America's founding fathers, okay, with prosperity and peace for all. But I cannot do it by myself. Every American needs to take their time, educate themselves about the lies they were told, and they say, wow, I sought the truth, and the truth made me free.
You know, after I heard your story, and I actually interviewed a former IRS agent. He was a criminal agent who would go after so-called tax cheats. And he was made aware of the same information that you were, that there is actually nothing in the Constitution. There's no law that actually makes people have to pay income taxes. And he said, wait a second, I'm an IRS agent that I go and I bust these people. And so he went to the IRS's own library, which is not even open to the public, and he started going through and he's like, show me the statute that says that Americans have to pay income taxes. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't find it. And then he asked his bosses and they basically were like, shh, you know, kind of, yeah, don't talk about this because there is no law. So don't talk about it. And then he quit the IRS. Because he's like, wait, every day I'm doing something that is cross purposes with the actual law. And now, you know, he also hasn't paid taxes. So when I heard that from like an IRS agent's mouth, I was blown away by it. I just wanted to throw that out there. But you also talked about being under criminal investigation. Is this from the IRS or is this them trying to like quiet? Like, what exactly are you under investigation for? Have they Have they told you? What are they looking at? Are they trying to get you to pay taxes or are they trying to shut you up?
They've been trying to find something, some tax law I've broken so that they can try to put me in prison for that. For example, the gentleman you spoke about, his name is Joseph Bannister. He's yes. my student. I'm the one that educated him. And back in 1999, he did quit the IRS because he said, I took my old top of the Constitution seriously. Show me this book I wrote about income tax is wrong. And they said, get out of here. We will not answer you. And when he tried to keep having debates with the IRS and DOJ in Washington, D.C., they would never show up. They would not send even one employee or lawyer to refute him. Eventually, to silence him, they indicted him for some flimsy tax crime. And the jury summarily, within just a very short time, ruled he was completely innocent. And he hasn't filed a paid income tax for over 25 years also. And IRS has left him alone because they don't want to give him another public victory. So the whole thing, problem is that American people, we've been kept ignorant like sheep. I find myself ignorant. Back in 1992, Clayton, and I came from Iran, an unfree country, to a free country, to the greatest country on earth ever existed, is America, most powerful, most free. And I thought, why is America not free? And I found out because we've been led to be ignorant of the law on our rights. It is so easy. That's what led me to starting Freedom Law School in 1996. To educate myself further, educate and empower the fellow Americans. So no, you don't have to worry about going to prison because on our website, okay, at stopthefed.com, there's petitions to Congress available for free. You can and should send out to all three of them by certified mail. Basically, the law is quoted verbatim and attached, saying, look, based upon the law, I am not required to file pay federal income tax. I owe zero to the IRS. I believe everybody should pay their fair share of taxes. If I am wrong, please show me, and I would gladly pay my fair share of taxes. But if I'm right, you better go and stop the IRS and DOJ from misapplying income tax to the people of the 50 states that do not owe it. And you know what, Clayton? How many of our Congress members, lawmakers, ever showed us the law that requires the people of the 50 states to file income tax? Zero times. Never. And that's proof of your innocence. If you do those petitions for free, IRS will not want to drag you before a jury to show the jury that not only you're innocent, but that they've been ripped off and they should join our fight and give us a big victory. So that's another reason why I leave all my students alone. None of my students who stopped filing and paying income tax with me first have ever gone to prison for not filing and paying income taxes, nor have their bank account or paycheck been levied by the IRS, or home or property taken. In over 24 years, I've done this Restore Freedom Plan as well for us to get together like founding fathers. So proof is right there. The problem is reaching the masses to wake them up, to have the power that you have that you were told you don't have. You are powerful. You were just lied to.
How many students in the 25 years since you started freedomlawschool.org, how many students have you had? How many have gone through this program? And you said none of them have ever had like their home taken. The IRS has never levied any of their paychecks, anything like that. They've never gone to prison. How many would you say you've taught this to?
Well, I don't know, because I've been talking about it at public meetings for right. about 30 years plus. I've been online reaching people all kind of ways. I imagine there's hundreds of thousands of people, you know, over the last 30 years who have heard of me, okay? And are, many of them are following what I say on their own. That's the best number I can give you because I don't really don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. One other thing, you know, you mentioned Washington, D.C. as the area, if you live in, you have to pay federal income taxes under that law. But also, isn't it true that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're an expat, so if you've moved overseas, you also have to pay taxes? I think that's something that Joe mentioned, that expats can get caught up in this as well. Is that something that's true or not true?
If they were citizens or residents of Washington, D.C., and now they're living abroad in Central America or someplace else, or in a foreign country of Florida, California, the 50 states, you know, they have to pay income tax. See, America is not one country. We are 50 countries plus one agent government in the District of Columbia. Okay. France and Germany, Italy are countries in the European Union, just like California, New York, Florida are countries in the Union. Okay. We have our own sovereignty. That's by corona lockdowns. We're done by country, state by state. The federal government has very limited powers. And they don't have the power to directly tax you in the 50 states unless you sign a 1040 form. So it doesn't matter where on the earth you are. Okay? As long as you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., you are free.
Well, you're blowing my mind once again, Payman. Well, I hope people take you up on it, and they go to stopthefed.com. We've mentioned a few websites here, and also freedomlawschool.org. We'll have both of them linked up in the description if people want to take action and educate themselves. All of the documents are there. They can go through it and study it and take action for themselves. And I think at the heart of it, when you're seeing that now they're increasing the age for enlistment as part of a potential draft, for American forces to fight in this boondoggle of a war. We're asking for $200 billion now additional above the $1.5 trillion that already President Trump is asking for a military budget in order to go to war. It's time for the American people to say, we're done. We are done. We're not sending you our money anymore ever, or until you stop these foreign wars and actually maybe repatriate that money back here inside the United States. So I agree with you on that. Payman, thank you so much for joining us. Any final thoughts?
Yes, I'd like to share a couple of things, if I may, Clayton.
Sure.
And that is that my vision back in 1992 was very simple, and I'm doing it right now. If we don't pay income tax we don't owe, we could take that money for ourselves and take a portion of that and elect people in office that represent the American people's interest and the U.S. Constitution, like former Congressman Ron Paul and Thomas Massey, Congressman now, okay? Because the reality is the congressmen, politicians are forced to become whores of the people with big money, the billionaires, to get the name out there for American people to vote for them. Otherwise, they don't win. That's how the system sadly works. So now, by not paying billions to the swamp, to the Epstein billionaire class, we are, as Americans, better off. And we can now fund truth-telling freedom media like your program, okay? Because I'm going to thank you publicly because of your interview me last time. You know, I had a Freedom Hour. I answer people's questions every Tuesday night for free. I had two people call me say, I heard you on Redacted, my interview, 2 years ago.
Wow.
People are hungry for this, and we need to, and I want to, support all the truth-telling media out there, okay, so they can get stronger and reach out and educate and empower the American people. And with that money, we're going to create super PACs to get a lot more Thomas Masseys elected. Right now, we're into millions. We will be eventually into billions. And that's what happens when the people look at record of Ron Paul, record of Thomas Massey. They say these guys are real. They look at my record over 30 years. They say Freedom Law School is for real. And millionaires start saying, I'm going to stop paying income tax also because I cannot in good conscience support and voluntarily pay for all this evil. I'm going to go with the modern-day America's Founding Fathers team and join in a Restore Freedom plan we have following the Founding Fathers. And this way, we can have America back while we 100% guarantee that none of our members go to prison for taxes. They haven't. Our petitions defend you against criminal charges. And if they ever take your money, after all the fighting we do for you, guess what? We'll reimburse you whatever IRS takes from you, $10,000 or $10 million or more. So you have no risk, and you do the right thing in your heart and mind to stand up with God and truth and getting America to be a free country once again it was meant to be.
Wonderful. Love it. Well, we're big fans of Thomas Massie around here and Senator Rand Paul for sure. Payman, great to see you again. Glad to see that you're doing so great. And I hope that your message reaches millions of people so we can stop this boondoggle and this theft that's happening to the American people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.